Recent study came out. Now, if you walk into any store right now, all right, restaurant, store, anything like that, doesn't matter if you're at the mall or if you're, you know, going to fast food or whatever, there is a kiosk now where you will just touch the screen and you can either A, place your order that you haven't placed yet, or B, pick up the order that you already placed online through an app or whatever. It's lovely. It's convenient. It's a lot of fun. Star 99.9. Here's the thing, though. It's also unbelievably disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah. New numbers have come out here that basically said every touch screen that you are encountering, especially in fast food restaurants, is covered in feces. And it's not your feces, people,
no.
If I could just point that out to you. If you're a normal person who washes your hands and that type of thing and walks into the restaurant, you're not bringing any feces on your hand. People go in and people don't wash their hands. Let's face it. There's a lot of nasty people out there.
Honestly, it shocks me how many people do not wash their hands when they're done with the bathroom.
Yeah, hang out in a bathroom for a little while, which is creepy enough in itself. But you could run your own numbers game, your own social experiment, and pay attention at who's actually doing it and go from there. It's gotten to the point where when I was younger, I never cared about it. And if you ask Anna about it, she's like, I believe in building up the immune system. She likes a little germs.
Oh, okay.
That's her style. But
right.
Me personally, I don't even want to touch the doors going in and out of the bathrooms in most public buildings or anything at this point. Any door handle, you look at it and you're just like, this thing is disgusting. So we want to know, what is the crazy thing that you do to avoid germs out there in the world? Because in a technologically advanced society, which we are now, minus the fact that we don't have flying cars yet, it's becoming more and more difficult. You're going to have to touch these things. 1-800-330-9999. What's the crazy thing you do to be a germaphobe?
When I use like a shared touch screen or a pin pad or something to get into a door, I always use my knuckle instead of my actual like finger.
I like that. I mean, even though it's still skin over your knuckle and germs don't work that way, they'll still get on you. But you feel like, you know, the fingerprint, it absorbs it quicker. Is that what you're in your head? That's what you're thinking?
Yeah, but I'm like, well, my knuckle's not going to touch as many things as my actual finger is going to touch.
Right.
So this has to do some kind of good.
Right. My bones are tough. They'll never give me a disease. Thank you for the call. Yeah, Ann Raven, you're a crazy germaphobe. What is it that you do that the rest of the world would think you're nuts?
Well, for me, at a restaurant, I bring my own silverware and plate.
I've known people to bring silverware, but you bring a plate to a restaurant?
Can you even do that?
What do you do with the plate? You take the food off their plate, put it on your plate?
I have them do it. I bring it in a sealed plastic bag about the freezer size.
Sir, that is crazy. Do you tip? That's all I want to, I mean, are you a good tipper?
Well, it depends on the service, but yes, I do include the
Right. So they don't tell people about it. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. All right, Anna and Raven, still looking for your crazy germaphobe stories. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do to make sure that you're not touching everybody else's nastiness? After a recent survey showed that most touchscreens that you're coming in contact with, whether it be a restaurant, a kiosk at the mall or whatever, are actually covered in bits and particles of human feces.
That's terrible.
I mean, the numbers are staggering. It's well over 85%. I mean, that's just absolutely terrible. We're asking you, what is the crazy thing that you do out there in the modern world to avoid getting any germs on you? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hand sanitizer and tissue. I use them together. You put the hand sanitizer on the tissue and you clean the thing before you put your hands on it.
Oh, I see. So you use the sanitizer as a cleanser before you even touch the item.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Have a great morning. You are crazy. Ann Raven, what is the crazy thing that you do to avoid the germs that are out there in the world nowadays? 1-800-330-9999. Next on Star. Walk into any restaurant right now. Any store or anything like that, 9 times out of 10, they have a kiosk there at the front, all right? Even if they have regular people still sitting at the counter, it's a kiosk because we've all come to the place in life where many people don't want to actually have any human interactivity at all.
Right.
It goes for the grocery store. It goes for things that you're picking up from the store. We order and we pick up in the store. But then we're so inconvenienced by the 3 minutes we have to actually talk to somebody at customer service. So we put in these kiosks. They're wonders of technology. They're fun. They're bright screened. They can tell you just about everything that that place offers, except, of course, that there's feces all over these screens.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah. Star 99.9, this is according to new studies out there that says 93% of the screens that you're touching walking in and out of these places have human feces particles on them. And guess what? It's not yours. There's a lot of nasty people out there in the world. So 1-800-330-9999. We're asking the question. What is the crazy thing that you do to avoid germs out there in public places?
Anytime I go to a public bathroom, I always use my foot to flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever, ever, ever touch it with my hand, ever. And if there's, for some reason, my foot won't do it, I use the toilet paper, and then I flush it with my hand.
So, okay, so you wrap your hand in toilet paper and then go it. It's not like you grab a
mop. Well, no, I just use it like... kind of like a tissue to flush, but 99% of the time I use my foot.
And do you hover or do you wrap?
Do I hover or do I wrap?
Yeah, do you hover or do you wrap? Like when you've got to do it and you're in a public bathroom and you've got to hit that seat, are you a hoverer or do you wrap that thing?
I wrap it.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you don't trust your legs, you don't trust your legs. I'm with you. Ann Raven, it's a nasty world out there. You're just trying to avoid the germs. What is it you're doing?
Well, I put on a glove and I spread hand sanitizer on the glove.
And then you drive off the road, apparently.
Uh-oh.
I was just about to call that person a serial killer anyway, so it's a little bit too thorough for me. But hope you're all right. I think, as long as you're not suspected in the disappearance of, like, five people.
Putting hand sanitizer on the phone while they're talking to us.
1-800-330-9999. That crazy thing you do to avoid germs. It's a nasty, nasty world out there. Germs are everywhere, including feces particles on touchscreens. 1-800-330-9999. What do you do to avoid the nasty germs?
So every time I pump gas, I have to use like a napkin or a tissue to touch the handle. I will not touch it. It's just so disgusting.
You know, sometimes I'm out there in the world, and if I actually had to touch the door before I touch the gas station pump, like I'm touching the in and out door just to get in and out of it, and if I think there's something nasty on there, I'll use a napkin to clean my hand, and then I'll want to get some gas on there.
Yeah.
Just to get rid of the smell, and the thought enters my mind for a minute. Well, if I lit this for just a second, that's kind of like cauterizing or sterilizing.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. All right, coming up next, all I need to know about you. You're out there in the world. You see somebody do something crazy, like snip their hand after they pump gasoline, or touch the doors with their knuckle or their knees.